Happy Wednesday to you, and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. So this month we're going to mix the teachings up, so there'll be a little bit around the soul, the body, the mind on different days over the course of the next 4 weeks. But just on the back of Monday's teaching, and I know it was quite in depth, some of you sent me just kind of your thoughts around it, which is really interesting to hear. And also on Monday in the WhatsApp group, I put in opposed to saying, what does your soul want for you? And some of these questions might seem, or that question might seem a little bit big or maybe even a bit heavier, thinking, oh, I don't know what my soul wants for me. Like, I'm not thinking about that. I'd really ask you, particularly with these teachings on all the elements this month, but to think about these things. If this seems a little bit out there for you, or it's not out there, but you're like, oh, I'll give that a thought in, you know, next week or something. Don't. Like, actually give yourself the time at this moment in all the teachings to actually sit and say, okay, what does that mean to me? And don't feel like, you know, sometimes I think we have a resistance to things as well, or we're like afraid of something. You know, for the a lot of people who got in touch with me, they were talking about how they did believe in their soul, they just didn't really fully understand it. So today what I wanted you to look at is what your soul wants for you versus what you want for yourself. So this is the best way to kind of put it. If, and I explained this on Monday by saying your soul is your highest version of yourself. It's like the version of you that's looking down at you and knows exactly what the right steps are, what the right moves are. And I suppose it's trying to get your attention to guide you. But then we're in our, you know, our minds, we have our ego, we have our personality traits, we have our patterns, we have all of these things, and they can obviously block our thought processes, block our connection to our soul, to our mind and to our body. And that's where we can kind of start to move out of alignment with ourselves, or just take little detours along the way, which is completely normal. We all do it, including myself. So if you think about something that you, so say for example, you're maybe in a place where your body isn't as healthy as you would like it to be. You're maybe not sleeping right, you're not eating the right things, and you're just feeling maybe stodgy, or just, it's just not right, okay? And you're like, I know I really have to look after that, but at this moment in time, having the chocolate or whatever else just feels like a little bit better. If there was no voice in your head, let's say, saying, I know that I want this to be different, and you were happy feeling the way that you were feeling, okay, you would never really think about it. So if you were even unhealthy, but you were feeling grand and didn't really care that much, it would be okay and you would carry on. But when we find that voice kind of starting in our mind saying, I want to feel a little bit better, even if we're resisting it, that's kind of where the battle comes in. So let's say the soul really wants you to be thriving in your body, wants you to be the healthiest version of yourself you can be. And then the personality aspect of you and the person that you are wants it too, but has loads of things that are standing in its way. Okay, so this is where the battle comes in, where we all really know, or no, we call it the soul, but we all really know what the right things are for us. But as people with the patterns and thought processes and the past experiences and the sabotage and all these things, we block ourselves. So then you might think about something like career, for example, where you constantly get a voice or a pull to say, oh, you know, go and be like the music teacher, say, you've always wanted to be. And you're like, I'd never be able to make that work. And then you trot on through your life and you're, you know, maybe working in law or something, or like accountancy or something really completely off, completely away from music. And you're doing that the whole time. Your soul is calling you. It's calling you and calling you and calling you to say, this is what you want, because it's you that's calling you, saying, this is what you want, this is your purpose. But again, life gets in the way and our thoughts get in the way of what we want. So when we're going through our life, there's this bigger version of like what's there for us and what's meant for us versus sometimes what we feel is possible or what we feel we want to do in a moment. Because there's other times as well in life, and this comes down to your intuition, which we talked about a couple of months ago, where, for example, let's say you're in a bad work situation or a bad relationship or a bad friendship or a bad family relationship, and you know in your gut that you need to change something, you need to put better boundaries in, you need to move back from something, whatever it might be. And your soul knows that, and you know that yourself, and the soul is like trying to call you towards doing that. But then in your head and your, you know, in your personality, and your mind, you're thinking, I can't do that. I know I should, but I can't do that. And the soul is going to keep bringing these things to the surface to really teach you to say, look, we really want you to come on this path with boundaries and better ability to have healthier relationships for yourself. So there's kind of a few different times when that energy of our soul really becomes prominent in choices we're going to make in giving us the best version of our life. And it might feel like that's not possible. Someone yesterday in our WhatsApp group sent a lovely audio recording in response to the question of what does your soul want? And they spoke very openly about, you know, their belief in their soul and that kind of thing, but also about this idea that we, you know, and she had heard this many years ago as well, where we choose to come into certain family situations or certain life situations. And she would think, when she first heard of God, I would not have chosen this for myself. And she also mentioned that she struggles with that idea sometimes when she thinks of, you know, your children or people in war torn countries suffering, having really bad experiences. And I totally get it, because I used to think that way myself as well. And I still do to a certain extent, of why does that have to happen in the first place? And why is that happening? Now, I am not, like, you know, the expert, let's say, on this, because nobody really can be an expert on the soul, let's say, because we don't know. We're going with what we feel or what maybe we've learned along the way. So these beliefs are purely mine and my own experiences. I do feel of a deep connection with soul energy because I've read for so long and I've seen it, you know. So for me, that's why I would stand behind what I'm saying more. But I totally get if it's not what people are thinking, because it's a personal relationship as well between you and your soul, or you and your faith, whether you have faith or don't have faith, and neither is wrong, you know. So none of this is to try and steer you to think a different way. It's just I did feel I needed to cover this part, and I can't cover the soul without talking about what energies or entities I have experienced around this topic, you know. And so I think when we talk about, you know, a child who's like choosing to come into a difficult situation or whatever, I don't know if I believe the soul will say, oh, I want to be born in that particular country and have that different, that experience. I believe there's like themes that people want to experience throughout their life. It's just situations. I think that's part of some part of destiny, that you're going to be born into a certain situation and die in a certain way, for example. But that's getting kind of even heavier into this. But that's just my kind of slight belief on that. But as I said, your belief system around that could be completely different and completely right as well in that sense. It's not really about who's right or wrong, you know what I mean? This is just an opinion of as such. And I do as well believe that, like, if reincarnation is true, and if we have lived in previous experiences or whatever, and we've learned these different lessons, we often hear these stories about, and my friend was only saying this to me the other day, if you ever do like past life regression where they're like, oh, you know, you were a warrior, or you were like, you know, a king or something like this, or a queen. And generally, like, we're not all, after coming from these big major lives, like, we've come from normal existences pretty similar to probably what we've had now, and the lessons are just there. So, like, for example, if you're maybe theme you've chosen to have like a teaching on in your life is around boundaries, for example, this would be one of mine. Like, the hope would be is that I'd learn that pretty quickly, and it's not my fault. And I think this is the thing, is like, if I'm not learning it quick enough, doesn't mean like I'm going to get punished. And I was saying this the other day, by the universe or by like our soul, is like, I'm going to keep throwing things at you. But just, this is what we bring in, to what we attract and bring in these experiences as well, because we do have to go through it to learn things, like, and evolve through them. So I suppose it's about, how do I connect with my soul? How do I listen to what my soul wants? And that's why I asked the question, you know, close your eyes and breathe and say, what does my soul want? I did this exercise at a spiritual talk that I went to a few years ago with a friend, and we were asked that question to close our eyes, and I wrote down, I need to play the piano, I need to meditate, and I need to rest. Like, that's what my soul wanted when I thought about it. So I'm going to get you to do that now. I'm going to get you to close your eyes down, take a deep breath in, and breathe out. And just answer this question in your mind now. What does my soul want for me now? And the most important thing with something like this is whatever, and I'm like, you can do this exercise again. I'm stopping it that quickly because things would have come into your mind straight away. What we do is we ignore them and push them out. It's like the intuition stuff. Like, what am I thinking? What am I connected to? What do I believe? What do I feel? And then we talk ourselves out of it. So whatever came to mind when you closed your eyes and answered that question is what your soul wants at this time. And ultimately, what your soul wants, and actually that lovely member who put that audio in our WhatsApp group said, my soul wants the best for me. And that is ultimately what it is. Your soul wants the best for you because it is you. It is part of you. It's just a higher version of you that can see things and understand things from a completely different perspective. And, you know, when you think about difficult things that we all go through, we think, oh my God, like I do think of things, why would I have chosen this for myself, this experience for myself? Why do I have to go through this? Why is this happening to me? Why have I been given this? And it's very hard to sit down and say, oh, okay, what's the lesson this time? Because you get actually, that's what I do a lot, but you actually get very tired from that. Sometimes you're like, I don't care what the lesson is. I just need a break. And you get your break. And then I go back and say, okay, well, what is it? But often times you just discover whatever it is, if you're looking for it and if you're open to what the experience wants to show you. Now, I know people can go through really traumatic, I mean, like traumatic experiences, and to say to somebody, well, what did you learn from that? That's not what I'm talking about here. You know what I mean? Where you would trivialize something like horrendous that someone has been through by saying like, well, what did you learn from that? Your soul wanted you to learn something from that. And I definitely don't mean anything I've said in that way at all. And why would that person have chose that experience? You have to remember, it's not like you sat down with the list and said, I want this awful thing to happen to me or that awful thing. It's the energies of just what the experiences in life are going to be, or set out that they're going to be, whatever it is. It is never anybody's fault. Whatever happens in our lives is not our fault. We didn't create it. We didn't make it happen. It's not that at all. You know, as my friend always says to me, like, sometimes you can't understand things. Sometimes life is just really shit. And we can take what we want from difficult situations in our life. So that, you know, for me, it's actually a coping mechanism. And that's why I would look at things from this perspective, because it helps me to understand things and to take something positive from something that's very difficult. So look, I hope that's explained a little bit more. On Friday, we're moving on to the body and are connecting in with that. This will not be the same teachings as what I did before. We talked about the body a few months ago. Could have even been last year at this stage. This is going to be very different, okay? And I look forward to connecting with you then. Have a great week.